I feel Chris Brown was the Chris Brown is the template to any American artist making Afrobeat song. If you want to, as an American artist, if you want to make a good Afrobeat song, just listen to Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me example.
You see Don Toliver, you see what he did on that Soweto remix.
Okay.
He gave Chris Brownish. He was giving like, you know, Chris Brown type vibes.
Okay.
And I feel like he has been able to, you know, generate experiences from the past, like there's that collaboration with Wizkid and some other songs that we have not even heard.
Okay.
I'm very sure there's a lot of songs.
Do you get?
Yeah.
So I feel like Chris Brown has made Afrobeat in the sense that he has gained more Afrobeat fans.
Okay.
Even won Headies Award. Didn't even the Headies Award.
Okay. Imagine. Okay.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's Quality Content with Kusman. Today in the house, and with my music head, it's Basito. I should say hi to my listeners.
Hello guys, my name is Basito, and I'm happy to be on this episode.
Yeah, I have really from really global.
Yo, what's happening, everybody? What's happening, man? We are here. Quality Content. What do you say?
What thing they do not tell them? What thing they do?
I'm a designer. I create designs, fashion pieces. You know, I design houses. I design cars. Anything from scratch. I be creator. You get me?
Okay, guys. Today is straight into the music. Today we're talking about milking the music. Milking the music generally. So when you hear the term milking, when you say somebody's milking something, what comes to your mind, Basit?
It depends. You know, milking can have can be positive and also be negative. You know, like when it comes to music, as an artist, when you have a hit, you are entitled to make the music, to make the song, to the last drop. And at the same time, there are people that tend to milk something that is not really theirs. So. Yeah, so that's what milking means to me.
What did you mean by people milking what is really not theirs?
I mean, I don't want to say cultural appropriation. I just want to say probably cultural appropriation. Like, we have people coming to Afrobeat music with no particular things to give up Afrobeat, just to take away from Afrobeat.
Okay.
Yeah, so something like that.
Okay, so really, what do you say about this?
Milking is giving cowbell vibes. it's giving cowbell vibes. But like, anyways, I feel like the whole milking thing is artists try their best to get that one hit song.
Yeah.
So when they get that one hit song, bro, it has to give them all that year of struggle.
So, make it up for it.
So that milking thing, it comes either ways, you know. If you own it, own it. If you don't...
So you feel like milking works up for some artists and it doesn't work for the others?
Because mm-hmm.
like generally you can see, we saw with, I don't want to say Rema Milk Counter, but we saw that with the remix, Rema hits.
Yeah,
hit that
he was
spot.
Able
but
to
you can see with Oxlade's Closer, the cases.
It's
the
different.
Case was different.
It was different, yeah. That's so, the thing, like sometimes timing matters a lot.
So Oxlade delayed his own?
Like I think the timing was what really affected him. What he did, and at the same time, I think when you are making something, like you have to be strategic about it. You understand, like you know, like for Rema, as you mentioned, like what he did, he's doing it the right way. Playlisting right now is currently the song is currently the number 3 songs on Spotify. Today's yeah. It. You understand, and it's also the cover of Apple Music. Today's It. You understand, so stuff like this. These are strategic positioning. So like. And I think the case is not the same for Oxlade.
Okay.
He didn't go about it the same way Rema went about it. Even though like music, everybody has their own path they have to follow to success. So yeah.
So people say Rema got it right. Fireboy got it right with the artists. And mm-hmm. I'm saying maybe Oxlade didn't get it right. Maybe it's not the song, but he missed with the artist.
No, it's not particularly that. The difference is that you see, these artists, these songs,
yeah.
The what's it called? The catalyst for these songs are very, very different.
Okay.
As for Closer now, it was a dance, like on TikTok.
Yeah,
dance
Closer that was TikTok.
You understand? You see, that dance, like, it got to a particular point that people start getting tired of it.
They started roasting him on TikTok.
Exactly. They started roasting him on TikTok.
They bring something new, man.
Exactly. People started roasting him on TikTok. But for Calm Down and Peru, these are songs that were used basically on different things, not just dab or
particular.
Exactly. Right. So that was the difference. So people couldn't get bored of it because they could hear the song anywhere, not like they have to be forced to listen to the song just because of one particular dance. If you listen to closer now, the first thing that comes to your mind is that dance. You understand?
I don't see, I know, I'm not like on TikTok, but I don't know how all this dancing play works.
I just feel that if the song, if the remix was with somebody like Justin Timberlake. If it was possible.
Why
Justin Timberlake?
Why did you choose Timberlake over people?
Because, you know, I think it's the quality of the artist too. If you see Ed Sheeran, you see Selena Gomez,
okay,
there is a fan base for that.
Okay.
When, Camila doesn't have a fan base.
Camila has a fan base, but not the ones that need to play closer.
Okay.
You get me? They needed people that wanted to do the, you know, dance thing, you know, parry, like white boy shit.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I feel Justin Timberlake could have done a better justice, but like, of course not. It was Camila he got.
The thing is about that, I think firstly, Camila herself, she has a fan base, even though she does not have a fan base like Selena Gomez. But at first, when Rema featured Selena Gomez on the song, we saw different backlashes or like slanders.
Yeah,
people saying
that
she wasn't the right person.
I should keep Afrobeat away from
exactly
white people.
from white people, you understand? So even like as I was saying, it's not really about the artist that featured on the remix. It was about the timing, because like the vibe of the song was already dead. I'm sorry to say, like,
the clothes already died before the
it was
remix.
Already dead before that remix came about. You understand? So like,
mm.
And also the time it dropped in December.
Yeah, December.
When people had Christmas songs, they were jamming. You understand? Just because it worked for, what's it called? Fireboy, because Fireboy 2 dropped a Bill remix with Ed Sheeran on December 24th or 26th, I think. Yeah, and the song still went ahead to blow the following year. But for Oxlade, it wasn't so lucky. So that's it, yeah.
Okay, so let's go down to who milks Afrobeat the most? And why did it become a trend? Who milks it the most?
Who has milked Afrobeat the most?
Is it a tough guess?
not a tough guess, because there are so many options.
Yeah, just hit me with like
so many options. I think Chris Brown has.
Chris Brown has milked.
I just said that.
I feel Chris Brown is the template to any American artist making Afrobeat song. If you want to, as an American artist, if you want to make a good Afrobeat song, just listen to Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me example.
You see Don Toliver, you see what he did on that Soweto remix.
Okay.
He gave Chris Brownish. He was giving like, you know, Chris Brown type vibes.
Okay.
And I feel like he has been able to, you know, generate experiences from the past, like there's that collaboration with Wizkid and some other songs that we have not even heard.
Okay.
I'm very sure there's a lot of songs.
Do you get?
Yeah.
So I feel like Chris Brown has made Afrobeat in the sense that he has gained more Afrobeat fans.
Okay.
Even won Headies Award. Didn't even win the Headies Award.
Okay. Imagine.
Okay. I think for Chris Brown known is that he really put himself in that space, in that culture. Like he has experienced a couple of things in Afrobeat culture. He's been fucking with Afrobeat music since 2012 when he first came to Africa to perform in Ghana, and he was on the stage with Wizkid. They performed Azonto together. Then from there, that's when the relationship started, you know. And through that, him and Wizkid, they started a relationship. Wizkid met Tiga through him.
Yeah.
Tiga was on, what's it called?
On Iowa.
Show You the Money remix, you understand? So from there, they also performed together in South Africa in 2016. That was the second time they were on stage together. Then they were on tour together. Wizkid performed African Bad Girl with Chris Brown in, I think, in Belgium on stage, and the crowd went crazy. So from there, everybody started tapping from Chris Brown. Do you understand? So after, I won't say like probably Chris Brown really made the Afrobeat, because like it's just one of those artists that really gave a lot to Afrobeat. You understand? So he has done so much for Afrobeat to this thing that people have really given him a Nigerian name. You see Christopher, Babatunde, yeah. Brown, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for me, the making part would be,
Okay. Positive? Would you call it positive milking?
Yeah, it is positive. It's just that before Chris Brown time, we had Snoop Dogg and what's it called? Kanye West and Rick Ross and all.
Akon or them.
Yeah.
It was only Akon that really gave something to Afrobeat at that particular time. Others were just there to take.
How would you say that?
It was just business. Only, it was just a business transaction.
Only Akon.
Yeah.
How?
Because,
in what sense?
Okay. In the sense that I think a while ago I was listening to Akon's interview and he mentioned when he discovered Wizkid through Banky W.
Okay.
And they tried to come up with a deal with Convict Music and all. You understand? So and he was on Donda Remix. He was on David Omobabalu remix also. You know that?
Yeah, he was.
Okay. Then he did so many things like being on Chop My Money remix, like without the corner that song, like the song wouldn't have gone.
You
understand? That remix was very, very
it was
big.
Popping.
Like it was popping. So like for Rick Ross just came, did Beautiful In You with P Square. To me, that was business transaction.
And that was clearly business.
It was clear.
I don't think Rick Ross has been here since then.
Yeah, he came.
He has.
He came. He was saying Adekunle Go's name the wrong way. I was just laughing the day I saw it. Like, what's this guy doing himself? Like, so for me, so that's it.
So really, what do you think? Do you think, okay, he said Akon. Yeah. Akon is the only one that really gave to Afrobeats. Others were just business transactions like... He said Rick Ross, Snoop Dogg.
But I enjoyed their features though.
Yeah.
Then Youngin really listening to American
Oliver Twist.
Mr. Endowed. You'd be like, what?
I was like,
that was the first major collaboration between Nigerian artists and
that was the banjo and
yeah, Snoop Dogg, Mr. Endowed remix.
Oh man. Afrobeat has come a long way. We like, bless God.
At that time, people were so proud to say, no, I don't listen to Afrobeat.
As Nigerian music.
Rap stuff. Like, at that time, rap music, hip-hop was really popping in Nigeria. Those of it was really the thing at that time.
It was really popping. So, okay. Would you say Drake played a huge part in the discovery of Afrobeat across the world? What is Drake's contribution?
I see Drake as the... the ladder Afrobeat climbed to where it is right now.
How is it because of the Wizkid feature?
You know how big Drake is.
Yeah, I know like, how big Drake is.
If we're talking about numbers, Drake is arguably the biggest artist in the world.
Mm.
You understand?
Guess,
and it's not just about the music. He has a huge influence. When Skepta played Ojalegba to Drake and Drake decided to up on the song like. And that was around the moment when Instagram posts from different American celebrities were popping.
I just woke up the next morning and I saw Alicia Keys and Drake on Wizkid's
stuff like that. Until today, most people don't even know that the song didn't drop officially.
They didn't drop it. Just played it on his radio.
Exactly. That was
his radio. And it became
the song didn't drop officially till today, and most people don't even know. And the song went ahead to be named 12th best song on Faders Magazine in 2015.
That's crazy.
You understand? Like
an undropped song?
They didn't drop it.
It
was only premiered on Obvious Sound. Like, you can imagine. So, following that, and after the success of Ojalegba, then they did One Dance. And that was Drake's first, what's it called, 100th song, which was his own song.
Yeah.
You understand? And as Drake said, he said, like, he had the blessing from the real dawn of Afrobeat at that time, which was Wizkid. And that was like the song that shot Afrobeat to spotlight, shined the light on Afrobeat music and Nigerian music as a whole. So like people started focusing on, not like people were not paying attention to Afrobeat, but it was just like play the song and just get out. Like it wasn't really mainstream. So from then it started. Then in 2016, when we had 2016-17, we had the Runtown, Mad Over You. Then what's it called? Techno Pana and all. So from and Come Closer came about Drake again. You understand? And Drake, anytime he has a chance, he's always trying to put Afrobeat on. Like we've seen him different times playing Afrobeat songs at his shows, at his parties. He has invited Wizkid to his show,
a lot of times.
To concert. You understand? So stuff like that were really the pivotal moment for Afrobeat music. Yeah, so
Would you agree with him?
I agree with him 1000%. But I feel Afrobeat also helped Drake in a way, because
Afrobeat helped Drake.
Yeah, because at a point I feel like he needed to be part of the pioneers of that. Like it was his situation of you're either with us or you'll be a fan.
Okay.
So he needed to like wear the shoe and be like, go, bro, let's do this. This is the real shit. You get me?
Do you know the name they call Drake? Drake has a nickname. They call him Culture Vulture.
Culture Vulture, yeah, OVL.
Culture Vulture. What does that mean?
Culture Vulture means like it taps from different cultures.
Yeah.
Like, you understand? Like Drake is someone that has a foresight. When you see something like this,
you know something that is going to boom.
He will be there before anybody else.
I'll begin.
Exactly. Like for me, I don't see him as culture vulture. I just see him like somebody that likes exploring. When he sees something that is really going to that really interests him. So he's going to explore to that particular space and take something or give something to that space. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Beyoncé wanting to be Mama Africa so bad. Is she Mama Africa? Or what do you think about it?
Beyoncé is not African now. She's an African. I don't know. I don't think she's an African.
No, but no. Beyoncé, this is way Drake is moving with Afrobeat-ish. Beyoncé likes to like pull like Mama. But Beyoncé uses a lot of African ish in her music video. So she's just trying to like Mama Africa. So what do you think about that?
I don't think she's Mama Africa.
Has she made any except the one with Wizkid? I don't think she
and
had
the
done
one with Shatawale.
Was that significant? That was not Afrobeat.
Yeah, anything? It was Afrobeat. Like the thing is, you see the way Black Americans the way they see Africans, Africa as a whole,
yeah,
like it's quite different. You understand? Like, so Beyoncé in 2019, it dropped an album for Lion King, and he had he featured I think 7 Nigerian artists and some Ghanaian artists and producers and all, which two of the songs that blew the most well. Already with Shatawale and also Brown Skinger with what's it called?
Yeah. Which Shatawale song blew?
Already.
Oh, that song is a jam, though. I didn't know it was going to blow like that.
But don't you think it was business, like the whole Lion King album thing?
For Beyoncé, honestly,
I wouldn't say it is business, because that's a lowest selling album.
Yeah, that lowest selling album.
Yeah.
Ah, Azimbabwe.
I feel it was tapping into new culture. Let's just do this. Okay, everybody's riding the Afrobeat wave right now. Okay, I'm just taking it up notch. Attach a whole
movie. But she got a Grammy from that album.
To it and all that.
Yeah, she got it. That was only takeaway from the.
It's Whiskey that just been dashing.
And yeah, Whiskey just a dash out.
So. So Beyoncé, Mama Africa. I mean, anytime I hear that thing, it's like it's
really,
false image.
We only have one Mama Africa.
What is that?
You know Anna.
Jimmy Aladi. See, Jimmy Aladi, her role in Afrobeat is, I don't know, it's not, she's up there, but it's so confusing to me because we are not her audience.
Yeah, and
see that's what I hate to hear the most. Like
have you seen her stadiums outside Nigeria?
See,
it's not in Nigeria, it's in Africa.
Have you seen her numbers outside Nigeria too?
Like, not, is it bad? I don't know now, but I see her shows outside Nigeria. They love this woman in Francophone. Anywhere they speak French.
Okay.
Any Bonjour Le Merci. They like they like Johnny in Bonjour Le Merci.
Yeah. I don't really want to.
No, talk. We are going to talk. Talk about Yemi Alade. Talk.
The thing is just so funny. Like, do you hear people say she does not have an audience in, what's it called, in Nigeria? Like, her audience is outside. But if you check the numbers, streams, charts, everybody has certifications in France already. Just like you said, for countries.
Okay.
Everyone about it has a certification in France.
Uh-huh.
But she's still missing. Uh-huh. So like, you can't just use, shows. If, like, did you see Oxlade performance in Aqua Arena with Wizkid?
Yeah, I did.
Like, do you see how people were vibing to Kulosa?
Yeah,
now using that particular performance to say, Oxlade, what's it called? Audience are in France.
Okay, but that was risky show now. Nobody's no people are not pulling out like that for Oxlade. Do you understand me?
Okay.
People pull out for Yemeladi like that.
Okay, as it sold out 20,000 capacity in
France. Yemeladi?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's always 2,000, 4,500. The highest will be 3,000.
Bonjour les merci.
Okay. So you understand what I mean?
Yeah, she's not like her music is not so significant. Like we cannot feel it.
I've not felt anything since Johnny.
We cannot. Yeah, we cannot feel it here. Like it is what it is in some other low African countries.
What do you mean by low African countries?
Like all them, you know, like we are the giant of Africa. I'm just giant of Africa, bro.
Because of our jollof.
Jollof and many other things, you know.
We don't even have the best jollof.
Okay, so I want to know why Nigerians are so obsessed with international recognition.
Okay.
Why? Why? Is it? I don't know. What's the reason why you're obsessed with that?
If your country cannot give you something, you look for it elsewhere.
Oh.
If you cannot be validated in your country, you look for it elsewhere. Before in Nigeria, like, rappers used to look forward to not just, okay, top 50 rappers every year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You understand? Like, I think that started a bit between Reminis and Vector at some point. You understand? Okay. So, like, that international recognition, you know, is just a reflection of what you are. Like, you are celebrated outside. You know, and US is the biggest music market in the world. So, if you are a force to be reckoned with in this country, like, you know that your music really bang well and people really fuck with your music, or in the UK, you understand? So, like, the international validation, like, is just because people are chasing something. Like, they want something to celebrate their excellence or work rate or something. So, and here in Nigeria music industry, we don't really have that structure to celebrate our artists. And right now that maybe there are some things coming up a little bit to give people what they are looking for outside, but it's already too late. The only thing we have in Nigeria now is Apple Music, and Apple Music serves. We don't fuck them up
with the screenshots.
No,
that's another story for another day. So, what do you think about international recognition?
Everybody wants to japa, so I just feel it's the idea.
I feel like it's for more popularity.
Yeah,
the people like appreciate whatever comes from that place.
Big sales in the US means you'll be booked for shows.
You'll be able to go on tour.
Go on tour.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, how many artists go on tour in this Nigeria self? They just perform in in Lagos, Abuja, Port Harcourt.
University.
University itself is only for probably B or C list artists. Imagine seeing Whiskey David Obanabe doing an university tour. What would you say?
I'll be there because the tickets will be cheap. I'll be there because the tickets will be cheap. So, I feel like, you know, this artist on social media, Enisa, okay. Do you feel like those kind of artists that claim the Nigerian industry, do you feel like we are kind of, do we pay them back with loyalty or like listening to them or just for social media looks and all that? Because she has been claiming Nigeria since that NSAS, and I'm not seeing the reflection in her music.
The thing is, if you look at she's not even the first artist to do that, even though the first person that really caught the attention of Nigerians.
Yeah.
It was this girl, Tatiana Manuiz.
Oh, is that Big Brother girl?
Nope. She's an American. I think she's a Asian American or something.
Okay.
You know Tatiana, like,
you know her.
In school, like, a song where everybody's anthem, Helplessly, or Like You, Mine, different songs like that. Like, then.
What'd you call her?
Tatiana Manuiz.
Tatiana Manuiz.
She's not Nigerian.
Yeah. She's not Nigerian.
Never heard.
You understand? Like, if you go to our Instagram post like this, you'll see Nigerian artists dropping comments on her post. Like, she's so good. You understand? But she didn't do it like, what's it called? Enisa. She wasn't really claiming to be Nigerian. She was just dropping her songs and appreciating her fans. That was all she did. Then for this Enisa, you know, America is a very, very big music market.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You understand? Like, if you're not careful enough, like, people just
be forgotten.
Like, stall on you. You'll be forgotten. And she's not even mainstreaming in the US. You understand? Like, I mean, she, how can I place her? Probably
social media princess.
No. Justin Sky is like this. Probably she's like this.
She's below Justin Sky. That's crazy.
What exactly. do you mean? But Justice Sky has songs.
I almost forgot Justice Sky was an artist. He's always posting pictures, and not seeing any music. I almost forgot that, to be honest.
She has a good certification in the US, so.
Justice Sky?
Yeah.
Which song?
Collide.
Is it one with Whiskey?
No.
With Whiskey, no giving give him.
That song is always funny to me because, like, it was, I don't know, you know, when you are telling somebody what you want to do on our own song, yet you never paid attention to it. That's how it feels to me. So, our song, Girl Collide, is certified in the US. So, she's above her in Issa. And she never claimed to be Nigerian, even though Nigeria really fuck with her. Following a relationship with her Wizkid, and because she's very pretty, I know. So for Enisa, I don't really know.
To be honest, I've never heard. I didn't think she sang. I thought she was just like an influencer or something like that.
Well, why would you say that?
I mean, light skin, pretty girl, always on posting her photos, talking about being in Nigeria and whatnot. I've never heard any shit she has sang before. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
She's more popular for what's it called for. Official look,
official features.
More than music.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question for you guys. Okay. Your two top collaborations between a Nigerian and someone in the US.
It has to be Wizkid and Skepta. They do it for me every time. Number one.
Forget about Wizkid and Skepta. Those are two Nigerians. I want Wizkid and someone else.
Someone else. Oh, let me think. I like the Wizkid and Kidman combo though, but like that's everybody likes that one. So I like the Fireboy and Ed Sheeran. Peru.
That one really hits. Yeah.
I actually like it. I wasn't expecting.
Is that one of yours?
Ed Sheeran to go that way. Us
yours. Okay, mine. I'll go with what's it called? Come Closer.
Whiskey Down.
And Drake.
Come Closer.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I'll go with Ed Sheeran and Fireboy Peru.
Mm. But that Come Closer was a jam though.
Like
Whiskey now did two videos for it.
See that?
Are there two videos?
And Drake did not show him one.
He did it the first time. He dropped the first time. People said Drake didn't show up. He did another video again.
He's all Africa with the like, Ankara and all that thing, man.
Like the guy is Africa SK. So I think in all these there's somebody we failed to mention.
My own is it's two Nigerians. Location, I like location.
Location, okay.
Dave is Nigerian.
Dave is Nigerian, yeah, but he's not Nigerian type.
So I like location. I like I love One Dance.
The biggest.
I love One Dance. I love One Dance so much. I can't really think of anyone else.
Well, I think Composer
I like Calm Down, but I don't really like the remix.
Most Africans or most Nigerians don't really like the remix because it is not really Afrobeat or kind of verse. You understand? If the thing is, if you are making a remix, you first think about, am I doing this for music purpose or I'm doing it for commercial purpose?
Okay.
So you have to, most times you have to sacrifice one for another. Take for example, Chris Brown on Mona Lisa remix. Everybody knew that Chris Brown killed that jam.
I can't remember that song. Was it real?
Chris Brown?
Yeah.
That he talked about Hush Puppy?
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody in the state was going mad for that song.
Like the song was...
I didn't take it seriously. I thought it was just like...
He nailed it, DJ you understand? But like, look at the outcome of that song. Then compare it to... Calm Down.
So that one is for, okay, let's say that Chris Brown was for music purpose. Mm-hmm. Calm Down was for business purpose.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. Fairs, actually. So we are going to round off and hand over to the game master right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
It's Stephanie Batru, the game's master. But before we move on, I want to ask you guys a couple of questions.
Okay.
Do you, in the likes of Skepta, do you think he now carries Nigeria on his head because of how international we've become?
Do you feel like they were ignoring us before?
No. Yeah, you don't think so?
Because...
Not just Skepta, like international arts that are actually Nigerian, who did not used to associate
like
with Nigeria
the boxer,
before.
Israel.
Okay. Before Skepta, we had Wale. Like, Wale was...
Wale
was the culture custodian.
Exactly, like... Right from when Whiskey came out.
And that Wale and Whiskey
out,
was a really
like,
serious
they had serious chemistry. You understand? So, and for Skepta, even when Afrobeat was like, it was the person that started the link between Afrobeat and Drake. Then for Drake to take it to where it is right now, you understand? So it was when I introduced Ojolegba, that played Ojolegba to what's it called, Drake. So it was there before people that are coming home now. So
Skepta saw the vision.
Yeah, he saw the vision very early.
And he Drake up like, wagwan, bro.
Skepta has a title. Chief Tessie title. He's not fake.
He's not fake.
Boys better know.
No comments. Last question. In the spirit of milking, do you think there are artists who are now copying the big three in quotes because of how global they've become? So they are milking their templates, their personality, just to see if it can drive them to that level of fame.
As a leader, when you're a leader, people are born to follow you.
Emulate you.
Like, yeah. when you do something good, you do it the right way. There's no, like, you can't escape it. People tend to follow you. Like, look at Lil Wayne. He has his own influence. People that are following his template and all, Jay-Z, something like that. Even Fela, like, he popularized Afrobeat, and till today, people still sample his song. So, like,
I want you to name drop.
Some sample is lifestyle. Fela brought a lot of things for people. Name dropping about following templates. People, a lot of people will say Buju is following Burna Boy's template, but they don't know that Buju is the owner of the templates.
Mm.
That is Buju. That was Buju before the fame. That was Buju before he met Burna Boy, and nothing is going to change that.
Yeah,
so I don't like people like, but that was just, I felt like that is what brought them together.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah, but like, you cannot just say Buju is following Burna Boy's template. Like, and I'm not talking about the music. We know what I'm talking about.
Really? What about you? You don't have anything to say?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I think this one, Kusma Mana like to hear this.
No, speak.
Okay, so you know, this one is controversial, but everybody knows that Rema, the song that shot him to prominence was Dumebi and Tozel. What's it called? A song that was inspired by Maya. Like, you can't deny. When you hear Maya, you hear Dumebi.
He caught me, to be honest. When I first heard Dumebi, I was like, when did Wizkid drop new song? Because we've been starving for like 8 months without any Wizkid track.
Exactly.
And I was like, Wizkid, when?
Wizkid don't drop back again.
You don't say no be Wizkid. I can't say, who is this guy?
Stuff like that, yeah.
So,
Right. So, we'll move on to the game. I'm very excited to be able to be the Games Master for Quality Content by Kusman. As I said before, my name is Stephanie Nomambachu. So the game is basically three facts will be given to you about an artist.
Okay.
You have to guess who the artist is. So if I give you one fact, you don't get it, you lose 1 point.
Okay.
If you get it at that one fact, you get 3 points added to your score.
Okay.
It's as easy as that.
Okay.
So there is the first stage, there's the second stage, and there's the third stage. So we'll go Basito, Kusman, and Ruli.
Okay.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
All right. So Basito, we'll start from you.
Okay.
Number one. This artist is always criticizing love in their songs.
Okay.
You have no person.
Okay, this artist is always criticizing love
in their songs. So there are three facts. Okay. But if you get to the first fact, you get all 3 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what? Anti-love. That's what you mean.
Yeah, the artist is anti-love in their songs.
There's only one after depression. Omale.
No.
Omale loves love.
So you didn't get that. So the second point is, this artist is known to be the best marketing artist in Nigeria.
The best marketing artist, of course, are Black Bones.
Yeah, so you have 2 points because you got it at the second one.
Okay.
Let me write it down.
Jim Rose.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay. Kusman, are we ready for you?
Always ready.
Okay.
I have nothing to lose.
You have nothing to lose. That's good. That's the energy.
Confidence.
That's the energy. Up, bro. Okay, let's go. This artist is married to another artist.
AG Baby.
You didn't get it right. The second one.
Wait. Game Master, go back. Go back.
You didn't get it right.
Why? What do you mean? This artist is not another artist.
Your answer does not tally with our own answer.
It doesn't tally with my own answer. I am the Games Master.
Let's see the second fact.
Are they cooling good?
Let's see the second fact.
Stephanie will do everything to rip me. Yeah, continue.
This artist has a particular artist they always collaborate with.
Is it the same with the first one you mentioned?
It's the same with the first I mentioned.
That's kind of tough. Thank God for my question.
I'll squeeze you.
You are there, but you're not there.
You will not be there.
The third one. Should I move on to the third one? Means you only have 1 point if you get this.
I thought I got the first one.
You didn't get the first one.
You didn't get the first one.
You didn't get the first one.
Yeah, I consume.
Okay, the third one is, this artist has a tiny voice.
I'm just married to another artist.
This is similar to Chimepi now.
You're not supposed to answer it. I'm going to take 1 point out of you. You are not supposed to, but no, because you've already heard from somebody else. So you get no point.
So the answer was Simi, not Adekunle.
Yeah, it was actually Simi, not Adekunle.
Who does Simi always feature?
Faust.
How many features do they have?
Like
they
four.
They have a joint EP together.
They have a lot of songs together. A lot of songs. So I minus 1 point from you because you blotted out the answer when you're not supposed
so,
to.
So I have to give me another question to get my...
No, I would not.
You're judging me. You're judging
me moving to Ruli. Yes. Mm-hmm. So if he doesn't get it, I do a countdown from 10 to 1.
Okay.
Before you raise up your hand to answer the question. So I have to take 1 point.
When you finish, you come and answer my own question.
Okay.
Ruli, are we good?
Yeah, hit me.
The first one. Arguably a top three.
Arguably, no, if you never show,
I don't even know the person.
Never show,
arguably, top three.
Mm-hmm.
That's the question.
That's the first fact.
So, you get three.
Arguably, a top three. Okay.
So, should I like give you three names?
No,
just give me one. Like, and I'm
an artist that's supposed to, like that is arguably top three.
Bruna Boy,
no, the second one sings in a native language.
It's too easy.
Too easy. Hey!
Too easy.
It's too easy. Olamide Bado.
Good. So you have 2 points. Mm. You have 2 points. That so we're back to... So round one, Basito has 1 point. Kusman has 0 points.
Let everybody know.
I really has 2 points. Kusman is bullying me on set. I do not like this.
Okay.
So for the second stage,
mm-hmm.
Basito, are we good?
Of course.
The first one
mm-hmm.
has over 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Okay.
You have nobody in mind?
I know them. Has over 1 billion streams on Spotify. We have CK, we have Wizkid, we have Burna Boy, we have Davido, Thames. So like...
All wrong.
We have Rema too now.
We have Rema too.
All wrong. Number two.
No, like...
Wait,
Your question is...
Okay.
Has over 1 billion streams on Spotify. This person even announced it weeks ago. Shall I move on to the second point?
Yeah.
Okay. Second point.
Mm-hmm.
People were messing up their song Grassly on TikTok.
People were messing up their songs on TikTok.
That the artist had to come and beg officially that you should stop that in a
week. Kusman, you're breaking the rules.
Sorry about that.
You're breaking
the
rules.
I'm trying to get the points.
Shall I move on to the third point?
No, calm down.
So there's a timeline. I'm going to go 10, 9, 8 now.
Okay.
There's a timeline too. Shall I move on?
Okay, move on.
The last one.
Always speaks about their relationship.
On the timeline.
God.
Please, will I get the question?
If he doesn't get it in 10,
just
9,
one single answer.
8. Please. 7, 6, 5, 4, okay, 3, 2, 1. Who wants to answer? Kusman? Yeah.
Joe Boy.
That's correct. So Kusman gets 1 point.
Wait.
What was it?
He has 1 billion streams.
Wait. 1 billion streams on Spotify.
On Spotify, yes.
Joe Boy does not have 1 billion streams on Spotify.
He announced it some days ago. He has 1 billion streams
on Spotify. 1 billion streams on Spotify.
All his songs combined has a billion streams.
Well, thank God that wasn't my question.
Let's not play with Joe Boy. So, Kusman, are we ready for you?
Oh, me again.
Okay, I'll let it go because I don't want to roast my voice. I'll let it go.
Kusman, this artist changed their stage name.
Okay.
You don't want to try to Kiss get your Daniel. 3 points?
Kiss Daniel.
No.
Okay. Second point.
Always known to refrigerate their flow.
Change his stage name. And he warms rice.
You say refrigerate, not warm rice.
When you want to come, you go warm up.
Microwave that shit.
Microwave.
Change stage name. Warms rice. This is crazy.
It is.
Shall I move on?
No, why move where?
There's timeline.
There's a timeline, and I'm going to.
Yeah, move on.
You know this person. Change, I got this question from your tweets.
You've given him the last one.
Always goes number one.
Can I take the question?
Always goes number one. Until I do a rundown.
Where?
On Apple and Spotify. Always goes number one.
Change stage name. Always goes number one.
Yes, and always refrigerates their flow. Okay, in 10.
Is it Asake?
Oh, that's, you have 1 point.
When did Asake change his stage
name? Mr. Money to Asake.
See,
his original stage name was Mr. Money.
You've done a joke.
This is not a known fact.
You've done a joke.
It is a known fact. You've Mr. Money, you know, the first time.
Asake was on the tweet I made yesterday.
No.
No, I said I took this particular refrigerating from.
Okay.
From
he
your.
He said, is it Asake? He didn't say it is Asake.
He didn't tell you.
He didn't tell you.
Is it Asake now?
Okay, no one. No worries.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad.
Sorry to you.
My bad. Okay. Really?
No, that thing was hard for
you. What did you do? Yeah. Okay.
That was hard.
It was hard, yes, because I'm a games master. I have to make it difficult.
We should have a Buju. We should have a Buju or Asake.
But Buju doesn't always go number one.
It does with features, though.
Okay. We said the song. Buju doesn't warm rice.
Are we ready for you? Doesn't have an audience in Nigeria.
There are plenty.
Doesn't have an audience in Nigeria, but it's an Afrobeat art. That's like a lot of people.
A lot of people, even me.
Do you want to guess or do you want to?
Give me Alade.
3 points.
It was so easy.
Oh my God.
We just talked about it already. It was so easy.
They don't fix much.
I read these questions in church.
So
apparently I win.
No, this is the second stage. Basito, you have 1 point.
Let's know our points. Okay.
Kusman, you have 2 points, and Ruli has an outstanding five points.
Pretty fam.
Nah, baby, I worked for that shit.
So we are going back to Basito. You people have to try as much as possible to win this.
Okay.
Back to Basito.
Okay.
Featured two of the big three.
Okay.
Has a music with two of the big three.
Has a
like a song with like a feature song with two of the big three.
I need to ask a question first. Like,
all right,
who are your big three first?
Okay, the big three that people recognize. There is Burna Boy, Wizkid, and Davido.
Okay, so that your question you asked him. Somebody that was what's it called?
That has some sort of feature.
Like, if you want to argue, it's arguably.
Arguably a top three.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I said arguably. Okay. Like three times.
Okay. Somebody that has a song with two of the big three.
Yeah.
Then playing zero.
That is the thing, like they are.
So you guys
have
bad thing. You have to second stage. You
don't
be getting any points for
Are we ready to move?
Is Buju?
No, it's not.
Yeah, second stage.
Been in the game for a while, but took time to blow.
He's one of the big three.
He did a feature with one of the big threes.
What did you just say now?
One of the big three.
Please, repeat what you just said now.
Been in the game for a while, but took time for them to be prominent.
Techno.
No.
Techno blew once.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you will get this. If you don't get this, I'll be upset.
Yeah. Okay.
The last stage, faked their death.
Stevie.
So you have 1 point added to you.
Why didn't you start with fake your death?
No, because it would have been too easy. It would have been too easy. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Kusman. The first one does mad numbers on Twitter.
As in music Twitter awards.
Has the most likes.
Engagements. Asake.
Wrong.
Eh?
Wrong.
Point two.
Wait, can you prove that I'm wrong?
Asake. Point two. Should I move on?
Okay.
Oh yeah.
The second one.
Okay.
Has a Marvel contract.
Okay.
Marvel contract. Does numbers on Twitter. Is it Thames that does like this?
You have 2 points added to you.
Okay, so argument.
You've done the same thing twice.
So argument. Asake has more numbers than Thames on Twitter.
That's not true.
In terms of likes,
I'm telling you, in terms of engagement, I'm telling the truth.
As in, bro, I see Thames's picture before I see it on a page.
You
did that with Joe again. Is it Thames?
I'm going to take one point.
I'm going to give you 1 point.
For what? Because
you did not say it's Thames. You said, is it Thames? You asked me a question. You answered me yes or no. So I'm going to just give you 1 point for that.
What is your Joe?
Are we ready for it? Are you ready for me, really?
Yeah, yeah, hit me.
The first one. Known as the feature god.
That can be tough, though.
Tough where? No, they pretend. Answer.
Which there's only
tough.
One name.
Isn't tough for feature god. There's only one feature god.
Wow.
In the industry right now. If you touch him, your song don't blow.
Don't. You know they give a mint.
Brunner boy.
That's wrong. Shall I move on to the
second one?
Wait, did he win?
He said that's wrong.
Ah, wrong. It's wrong now.
Shall I move on to stage two?
Yeah.
Follows the template of one of the big three.
Okay. So the first part was what actually?
Known as the feature god.
Follows the template of one of the best first three. Oh my god. Ashake.
Wrong. Last one.
Okay. Yeah, you just said this. You said the name before when
they were talking. Don't give
that's a okay, Chris, man, I'm going to disqualify you.
After you don't come like 17 points.
Last fact, though. What you say?
The last fact. Mm-hmm. Always mentions a location in their songs.
I hate that you know this.
I hate that you know this.
Whiskey?
Bonus.
Wrong. In 10.
Bonus.
9.
Crazy 8, shit.
7. 6. 5. 4. Buju.
3. 2. I don't know.
Have 1. Basito.
Buju.
Correct.
Bagada.
You said Buju. Guagalada.
Guagalada. Bagada.
Buju na Uber driver. You know everywhere.
So I'm going to... Basito has 3 points.
At least.
Kusman has 3 points. And Ruli has 5 points. So Ruli is still the winner of this game.
After the audio.
So give yourselves a round of applause.
Thank God I didn't come.
Man, that was fair still.
So I'm going to go back to Kusman so he can round up the episode.
Okay.
So hey, the guys. What did the winners get? What did the winners get?
You get a trip to Mauritius.
Mauritius.
Yeah.
And the winners, I can take you with me. You get me. Hey, Master, do we have like a plus one or something? You know? We could fly to Mauritius right now. Touchdown.
LGBTQ.
Nah, man. We straight, bro. We don't do that over here. You get me?
Okay. Well, thank you guys for coming on my podcast. This is quality content. We've been on this for like a short while now. This is like the second episode. We had our pilot the last time. So, Basit, thank you for coming through. Really, thank you for coming through. Do you have anything to say for my guest? Or do you have what, Chichu? This out of pocket section. Anything, any random fact about the music industry? Nobody's going to beat you here. I have security. Just blot it out. Okay, you're still thinking.
Random fact about music industry. Bonobo should calm down. That's all.
What do you mean calm down?
He just needs to calm down. If he sees the heinous and the message, he just needs to calm down.
Okay, over to Basit.
Okay, over to me. I just feel like everybody knows Wizkid is actually the biggest artist in like Africa has ever seen.
Okay.
But everybody just has to protect their favorite.
Okay, so you're saying like behind closed doors, everybody knows
they
know the Baba.
Everybody, okay, let me say this. Everybody's a Wizkid fan. If you want to confirm, when it is December, Wizkid shows, go there, you see people climbing fence.
Bro, we're there, Abby.
You will see people climbing fence.
We couldn't even enter because like a lot of people were at the gates.
Exactly.
Like it was crazy.
Everybody's a Wizkid fan.
People that have tickets, people that don't have tickets, everybody's going there to go on. Star Boy.
Okay, thank you guys. Until next time, this is Quality Content with Kusman. I'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
One love, innit?